T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back as we wrap up a Friday and a week of shows. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Of course, everybody knows this one. In 1999, Cyndi Lauper was a voice on the TV show The Simpsons on this date. And that's how we conclude our Music History Week. Mark Marinelli,
I like that song.
Mark Marinelli joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Thanks for doing this today. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm dialed in like an Astros batter.
So. There you go. Well, we'll buzz you when we need an answer.
There you go.
Mark, of course, the defensive coordinator at Northwest High School, previously head football coach at Goddard Eisenhower and Heston. And his
We confirmed Heston?
Is that correct, Mark?
That is correct.
That's what
and
I thought.
You also correct. Coached at Andale for a while.
I did. I was there for 4 years, four great years.
So you've been involved in some very high-level football programs here in the area. I won't ask you to go into detail, but I would assume that you've five questions, Max. We can't do this. That's why I was fumbling around for words. I got to hear the intro first. What have you gained from each stop?
Well, you know, I mean, each stop has got a lot of similarities in the fact that, you know, for one, there's great kids there that want to be pushed and they want to be coached hard. And then the other thing that all those stops have is phenomenal coaches to work with. You know, I mean, I don't know if there's anybody better than Gary O'Hare to learn from and to sit in and pick his brain every day. And then at the same time, you know, now with Coach Martin, you know, I think it's unbelievable the opportunities I've been given to learn from unbelievable coaches and guys that just do it the right way, guys that work hard and guys who treat kids the right way and really push them to do their absolute best. I think, you know, at Andale, it was, you know, how to develop kids and get them to play extremely, extremely fast. You know, we were never very big. You know, in the 2016, we had one kid over 200 pounds in defense, and, you know, that team never trailed a game. At Heston, you know, you learn so much as a first-year head coach or a first-time head coach. You learn that you're never ready. That's the first thing you learn. But I had great support around me there. And then at Eisenhower, you know, you learned how to make it through some tough years. You know, and stick to what you believe in, and try to get better every week, and get the kids to buy into that. And then at Northwest, you know, number one thing I've learned is man, this game's a lot of fun. You know, when you let yourself be yourself, and you get to be around coaches and kids that want to be coached like we coach them, and the game can be just a lot of fun. And last year was a great learning experience, and it was just. Like I said, it was a great time.
Yeah, so the story goes the way Steve Martin's told it, is that you called him to fix the defense, as he said, and obviously Northwest defense was really good this year. So I was going to ask kind of the differences and similarities between being a coordinator, an assistant, and being a head coach. It doesn't sound like you're necessarily a head coach for the glory. So what are some of the key differences, and why were you – eager about being a coordinator this year?
Well, I mean, the number one difference is when I come home at night, all I'm going to do is watch the practice film. I'm not going to answer 40 emails from parents. That's the number one thing, you know, and that has been awesome. It's made me, you know, a better father, a better coach, a better teacher, you know, because I don't have to deal with that part of the program. And Steve does a great job of dealing with that, you know, so that's a huge weight off my shoulders. And the fact that I can just go out there and I can prepare our kids and I can work with some great coaches that we can, you know, be creative and come up with a game plan and know that Steve's going to trust us to teach it and know that Steve's going to trust us to teach it the right way and get our kids to play correctly. And Steve's going to let me roll the dice once in a while and live with some pressure things. And, you know, that's been the number one thing is I can just completely be myself, where as a head coach, sometimes you can't always be that. You got a lot of fires going on and you got a lot of other little things that are going on in the program, you know, and you're trying to keep everything going towards that same goal of playing in that 13th game. And well, didn't have to do that. I had to worry about one thing, and that was the defense and all the little things that go into that. But, you know, there's a lot more that he had to deal with on a daily basis than I ever did. You know, coming home and just watching the film from practice and getting notes ready and sending them out to kids is a lot more fun than dealing with everything else, positive and negative, just because it's so much less time consuming. And my focus can just be so much just on coaching ball and figuring out what we need to do to win games.
Mark Marinelli, our guest. He works on the Wichita Northwest football staff with Steve Martin. He's the defensive coordinator, coached for a long time in this area. You and I have a friend in common, the late Doug Baber, who I knew, of course, growing up from the time we were in elementary school. You knew as you got into education. Doug was a middle school principal, worked in administration in quite a few places. Just tell us, it was almost 2 years ago now that we memorialized Doug at the venue down in Derby. You were part of that as well. Tell us about the one memory you have of Doug that stands out for you.
Well, I mean, you know, Doug was my first principal. You know, he hired me right out of school and the thing that, you know, I think about it a lot, especially recently because, you know, the anniversary of when we all got together, and I was lucky enough to get to speak at that for him, you know, and the number one thing that I always loved about my boss was, you know, he always wanted you to be yourself. You know, he never wanted you to be somebody you weren't. He always wanted you to play to your strengths and find ways to make those better and then not be afraid to fail, you know, when you're trying to make things great in your classroom. And I was 23 years old and, you know, trying to teach sixth and seventh graders the best I could. And you know, he gave me the opportunity to go out there and try and you know, and as long as he knew that you were trying to do things that were great for kids, man, he had your back 100%. And, you know, he was just an amazing man to work for, an amazing man to learn from. And then, you know, once I had left and I had still come around, you know, the lodge, which you guys are familiar with, obviously. And then, you know, we got.
I know nothing about the lodge. My wife's listening to the show.
There we go. Well, I mean, you got to make counter accusations and things like that. So. you know, just the man that he was, you know, and how he was just had the ability to pull great things out of all of those teachers was unbelievable to me. And especially in times where, he wasn't feeling great. You know, it was right after the liver transplant that he had hired me and he was just the man, you know, I mean, that's the best way to describe him. It's just absolutely.
Jeff, we only have a go, Jeff.
I was just going to ask what education means to you. Why that's a
that's
career
your question
and passion. Well, I'm married to a teacher. I know how deeply involved people get in it. So teachers get in it. So why? What does it do for you?
Well, I mean, I think it's the ultimate payback. You know, I think it's cliche, but it's the truth. I had growing up in Mulvane, I had amazing teachers. Amazing coaches that really impacted me and you know told me when I was screwing up and tried to teach me the right way and you know I get to give back a little bit every day. Now I'm really lucky. I have probably the greatest job in the world. You know, D1 at Northwest, and then I teach fifth and sixth grade PE, which is, you know, I mean, those kids are dying to come to PE every day. It's great. It's awesome. So I think I get back a lot more probably than a lot of other people, because I get to see the great parts about education, and that's kids being happy. And, you know, it's all I've ever wanted to be. I didn't switch majors. I mean, it might have taken me a little bit more, you know, than the normal college student to get through it. But I never switched majors or anything like that. I just, you know, it's always what I've wanted to do.
All right. Mark Marinelli is our guest. He is a football coach and an educator. Mark, you get your question in now for Jeff and yours truly.
How is the dynamic continue after the show with you two? I've always wanted to know that. You know, I mean, is the dynamic continue with banter back and forth?
We bring separate cars, so we certainly don't ride together. And immediately after this show, it's over. I just get in my car, I drive home. I think about what's going to happen tonight and what I'm going to do. But the dynamic after the show is great. The dynamic before the show is fine. The dynamic during the show is a little bit hostile at times. But it's all in fun. We're here to have fun. And the end goal is to try to be entertaining. We're in the show. Oh, we're in show business.
Yeah,
man.
We're in show business.
Well, you guys do a great job. I just always wanted to know, you know, if an hour and a half later you get texts from one another about, you know, why'd you call me out on that or something.
You know
like
what?
That.
I'm not going to pretend like there's not moments in this show.
Sure.
Where it gets a little heated and I want to just, man, because I'm hot wired. That's the way I am. I always have been.
I usually don't feel that way. I mean, usually 99% of the time I don't feel that way.
He's not as hot wired as I am. I don't know. Are you hot wired?
I think you probably asked people around me. They would say yes. To me, I'm wired perfectly. I mean, I don't know what their problem is, but I think maybe there might be a tendency to think that I might take the intense side of things.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you're a football coach.
I can be laid back when I need to be, but man, when you're doing a 2-hour show a day, you got to try to be on your game every single day, and that's not easy, and it's not something that's that natural to me. So you gotta try to do what you can to keep the audience engaged and informed the best you can. That's what we try to do on a daily basis. So yeah, that's kind of where I am. And Jeff, how about you?
Same.
Exactly the same.
The exact same.
Mark, it's a pleasure. We really appreciate it. And
always.
It was great always. To meet you and to hang with you a little bit, even in unfortunate times with when our friend Doug Baber passed away. But we'll always have him in common, and good luck to you as your coaching career continues.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys. You guys do a great job, and I know there's lots of people out there in the area that appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. Mark Marinelli, our guest for 5 questions. And we have come pretty much to the end of the week, of the day.
We have.
We'll be back here Monday on Martin Luther King Day. We'll talk with Kendall Gammon from the Chiefs Radio Network. That game, of course, you can hear the Tennessee Chiefs game. You can hear Sunday on KFH and KNSS, the Westwood One broadcast. We'll bring you the pregame starting at noon here on KNSS. So you'll get the pregame and the postgame on KNSS. The game will air on both KNSS and KFH. Did that make sense?
Yeah, I get it.
We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.